I have taken the TOEFL IBT several times, but my score is still low. Do I take the words right out of your mouth? Have you taken the test several times and not gotten the score you want? Are you wondering what you should do to change your ill fate? First, you should carefully read the competency descriptors that ETS gave you. It is a several-page report describing what you can and cannot do in terms of listening, reading, speaking, and writing. Which skills are you in need of improvement? Upon determining that, you can focus your attention on my blog messages that you find most relevant to your situation. If you have any TOEFL IBT books, focus your study on those areas of improvement as indicated by the ETS competency descriptors. Second, you may be able to correct your listening and reading skills on your own if you are a self-starter, but you may need some professional help, especially with diagnosing your writing and speaking skills. For example, Jason Crenshaw, founder, author, and tutor of the Renshaw Internet School of English, RISE, offers TOEFL IBT speaking mentoring in which you can get either general or extensive feedback after taking 6 TOEFL IBT speaking tasks. More information can be found at his site. It might be necessary for you to have an expert diagnose your speaking abilities. Third, the following maxim will most likely apply to you. The closer you get to your target score, the harder you will have to work to make even the smallest of gains. For example, let's suppose you're aiming for a score of 82. If your current score is 75, it will take extraordinary effort to break through the 82 ceiling. Finally, it will be your consistent study plan over an extended period of time that will finally allow you to reach your TOEFL IBT dreams. And remember this fact, thousands of test takers score high every year, and it will not be long before you reach your goal. Like them, you will also reach your target score. It is just a matter of time. Never give up on your TOEFL IBT dreams.